Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. It is time tonight for the Local Musicians Spotlight. I do want to thank our sponsors for supporting this program. Slam, supporting local artists and musicians. Silverleaf, Columbo's Pizza and Pasta, and Bozeman Brewing. We're out here in the Tune Factory tonight with MST. Was that song an Alaska song or a Montana song?
I'd say Montana after that negative 30-degree week.
Yeah, I wonder if you guys want to introduce yourselves, and we'll get started that way.
Go in a circle.
Okay. Go first.
Me. My name's Ian Coker, and I play bass.
My name's Gabby Rizzo. I play guitar.
My name is Alyssa Mandich. I am vocals.
My name is Trafford Turkevich, and I play rhythm guitar.
My name is Aiden Doherty, and I play the keyboard.
And I'm Elliot DeFrancesco Evans on the drums.
All right. Yeah, it's. I guess you guys have been playing around here for probably a couple of years now.
Yeah, like about 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little over.
Pretty bonkers.
Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, did I hear something about maybe recording is release is imminent, or?
Oh, it's imminent.
Imminent as it gets, you know?
Yeah, tomorrow night if you stay up late enough to hear it, midnight.
Oh, that is imminent.
It is imminent.
Nice. It's been in the works for a while, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of accumulation, I think, of our 2 years, but we really, really started looking at it in probably August of this year, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so midnight tomorrow night, people say, you know, if people don't stay up till midnight, which, you know, sane people maybe don't, but musicians and I do. So you can catch it on the streaming services tomorrow night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then people could come down and see you at the Rialto on Friday night?
Friday night.
Nice. Big show.
For free, might I add.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I wonder if you guys want to maybe play some songs and then we'll chat a little bit.
Yeah. This next one is called Entrance 5. It's going to be on our new album released tomorrow night.
Among many I can't get to. Oh,
tickets to disco.
All songs off the new album?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No.
This one's called Dugout.
So, who writes the songs? Who's been responsible for the songwriting mostly on the new album?
The cool thing about this album is we all wrote it together. Like, every song we started stemmed from someone in the group. Yeah. So.
Kind of passed it around, though. Different people started out with songs.
Yeah, usually we'd just get together in the garage and just have fun till something exciting happens. And then
we spent a lot of time being like, all right, who's gonna come up with something next?
Nice.
And then Alyssa would have a lyrics for us sometimes, and that would help us a lot. Sometimes it just started as kind of like an intro rhythm, or maybe songs we liked, and we kind of took pieces from that. So a little bit of a culmination of stuff from all over the board.
Nice. Did you record it yourselves, or did you go into a studio, or?
Yeah, so we went into Joe Sheehan's studio from the Dusty Pockets.
Oh, cool.
It was a really awesome experience. He's got a really nice space out there, and yeah, tons of space out and tons of let's see, what am I trying to say here? Get nervous on camera.
I know. We're not used to it.
Man, oh man. Yeah, just a really neat acoustic space, and you know, it was just a really fun process.
Yeah, nice. The cool thing about this album is it's mostly live recordings, which we recorded our EP with him, so that's what we're used to. But as we go on in this process, we're learning like a lot of overdubbing usually has to happen in albums, and we're lucky enough to just get to play live, which I think is captured in like the feel gets captured a little better.
Yeah,
being able to do that.
Yeah, it's not like I have any clue, having never tried to do it myself, but I kind of have the impression that there's something about recordings that are, you know, mostly live. You know, maybe you go in and overdub a few things, but when you can capture most of it live, I think that there's something that happens when everybody's playing together instead of, like, listening to a track and laying down their part that you just, you know, you can't replicate, really, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always seems to me like they're, you know, things just come together a little better, sound a little bit more engaging, you know, if you can record them mostly live. So
yeah, every time we recorded a song or started to record a song, it would take us like 4 or 5, you know, trials and tribulations, and then it kept getting better and better every time until we got the track we wanted, and we really didn't have to splice too much together at that point.
Yeah. And Trafford's been making good points. He's like, now I'm appreciating mess ups because it's part of the process. Like, we had to practice letting a lot of things go and just being like, that was a song.
Yeah.
And it's a part of it now. Now we notice it in songs we listen to. And I don't know. I don't consider them mess ups really. They're just part of it.
It's, yeah. Songs are things that don't have to be like exactly perfect. Sometimes those little things that are maybe seemed like they were a side track or maybe some of the most interesting things you end up with. So cool. I guess if you guys want to maybe play a couple more.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to play a cover for you guys, if that's okay.
Sure.
Nothing.
remix song by Rah Rah Viper.
The name of that song?
That was called Given Time.
Given Time.
Also nice. On our album, Tomorrow. You're getting a big sneak peek. Yeah.
It was slow and
yeah. Sleepy.
So you guys are playing the show at the Rialto on Friday. Did I see that maybe you're kind of hitting the road after that?
Yeah.
We're hitting the road, baby.
Nice. Big tour.
Around the Pacific Northwest and also some of Canada, you know,
Canada.
International
world tour.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Get to find out about all of the visa things and all that fun stuff. Huh?
Yeah, we're yeah. trying not.
We're
to
actually going to play at our friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We are not getting paid.
We're not going
to for any of those customs and immigration people that might be listening out there.
No merch. Full disclosure. Exactly. Don't have it.
Nope.
Yeah. How big, how long a tour you got lined up?
We got 2 weeks.
Cool.
Yep. So it starts May 17th, and our last show will be in Missoula at Monk's Bar May 31st.
Nice.
Yeah, 10 stops.
10 stops in 2 weeks? That's a pretty ambitious schedule.
Cool. Just hoping the bus doesn't break down.
Don't say that.
It won't.
Sure.
Knock on whatever.
Knock on the mic.
Whatever's available. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to.
Keep going, sure.
Yeah.
This next song is another one of our originals. It's called Driveway of Roses. We originally recorded it in a studio session with Joe Sheehan, but we changed it up a little bit for the album.
Cool.
Thank you.
people are just tuning in, you're listening to KGVM Bozeman. This is the Local Musician Spotlight. We're out at the Tune Factory. I wanted to take a minute to thank Pat Loken for doing all the things, for having the space for us to do this, and setting all the audio and video up. If your radio is in need of gainful employment on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock and you missed part of the show or you know somebody who'd like to hear it, you can tune in. We'll replay the show then. Or you can go to the Loken Productions YouTube channel. You can watch the video anytime right now, and as soon as we get wrapped up, it'll be out there for the ages. So thanks to Pat, and thanks to our sponsors, Slam, Silverleaf, Columbo's, and Bozeman Brewing for helping us put the show on. And thanks to Mountain Standard Time for showing up and playing for us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Do you guys have any plans after you get back from tour? Are you going to be around this summer or?
Someone break the news.
We're breaking up after the tour.
Oh, the tour is the farewell tour?
Yeah, we got in a huge fight.
Yeah. Symbols were everywhere.
No. We're let's see. A few of us are staying in Bozeman. And then I guess the rhythm section.
The rhythm sections.
The trio.
Three out of the four of the rhythm section.
Yeah, I guess we're around. Leaving.
Yeah.
They're staying, so
yeah,
we get the front row now.
That's right. It's our time to shine.
Aiden's going to start singing.
But let's see. People will be back, so there might be a few.
Yeah, some reunion.
Some reunion shows once in a while.
Yeah.
You can't completely escape Bozeman's gravitational pull, I think.
No.
Seems like.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be back, yeah.
Seems to be strong.
We've kind of exhausted. This is our last show. We're going to keep coming back. And
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I'm pretty sure I've seen at least two last shows, maybe.
That on the air like that. Classic. Yeah, we were going to move last year, and then we got the gravitational pull.
Held things down a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to. Play another one.
Keep on keeping on. Sure. This next song is actually out on Spotify right now. It got released last Friday. And it stemmed from an idea session for another song. We came up with the ending and then kind of just like put it away. Didn't think we would use it. And then during our last hour of recording time with Joe, we decided to bring it back and try to turn it into something. And so what you hear on Spotify is the fourth time that we've played it together, which I think is kind of cool. Yeah.
Cool.
People change. Tell me.
me before I'm stuck in my ways. Once I'll have a long still scream for company. When I'm at a temple, seeing stars, are they there?
Seems like a pretty strong indicator to make use of all the time you've got in the studio. I think that last hour was put to pretty good use, it sounds like.
Hey, thank you. That was a kind of cool song to do, too, because we, like, overdubbed another part. It was, like, we sat and listened to it. We're like, we think it could have more. And so Aiden threw organ on top. Yeah.
Nice.
Love the organ.
I think there were three of us sitting around Aiden's piano doing the organ to get all the levels right.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a picture of everyone's like arms crossing, like turning up
knobs and stuff.
It was fun. Yeah. Day to figure it out.
But if you had been there, your hand in a pocket, I'd know what to say, 'cause I think of you often. Over coffee's my woman in love. The wisdom there often rings true. Can be you.
Pretty song.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was one of those interesting ones where I feel like some of the songs we recorded on the album took days and days of working and practice, and this one, what, it came together in an hour or two?
Yeah, super fast.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was good. It was cool to see.
Yeah. So when that happens, does that feel like a relief? Does it feel a little weird? That's like, is this thing not quite baked because it came so easily? Or
I don't know.
We were like, well, I guess we're scrapping the other song.
Yeah, we'd spent like weeks on this other song, and this one just
edged it out in a heartbeat, huh?
Yeah, but it's really fun. Like when things click really naturally, everyone gets so excited about it.
Yeah.
It's a cool feeling.
I think this one definitely came as a relief. Yes. There were many before this that that did not come easy.
They were a little bit more of a struggle to get over the line.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Yeah. That song was called Something Someday, and then the name of our album is If I Learned Something Someday. So I think the same practice we had come up with the album name and then jammed on this. We're like, what if we used the album name in the song? And then it just, blah.
It all came together.
All came together.
Nice.
Yeah. So, we have one acoustic song on our album, so we're going to play that
cool for
you guys. It's called All I Know. People on the screen sharing looks with me and the trust of a made-up mind.
fat baby hands clutching instruments of man, photos taken for soundness at night. I should know. But I don't.
So is that the kind of the follow up to If I Learn Something Someday? Then you can tell everybody all you know.
It is. That's Elliot's exact. It's exactly what you wanted to have. The people got it.
It worked. That's awesome. Yeah. So Friday, first thing, midnight Friday, the release will be out.
Yeah.
My brain sometimes does weird things, and I was sitting here while you were playing and thinking about Friday is typically release day now, and then all of a sudden I remembered that I'm pretty sure it used to be Tuesday.
Oh,
and like
really?
six or eight or ten years ago, it changed to Friday, and I don't know why, but
it's the beginning of the party weekend.
I know, it makes more sense to be on Friday for sure. Tuesday was always kind of a weird day to have new releases, but so out there on the streaming services.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Cool. I'll make a pitch. Hopefully it shows up on Bandcamp sometime.
Ooh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of buying your music instead of renting it. So,
yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, we haven't. We're also new to this, so I don't know if we have it on Bandcamp, but I'll have to look into that.
See if yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea how much of a pain it is to get there, but
It can't be that much more of a pain than
all of the other things.
We've been through it. We can do another one.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we've got probably about 5 minutes. If you have anything else you want to play.
If there's 5 minutes left, I just want to take time to like thank people because it's been like really awesome to be able to play music in Bozeman and like have just such a great community of support. We have great people who show up to our shows. We have Pat, who's done amazing sound for us like since our first show, and we don't even have to fight to get into awesome spaces like this. Like, opportunities just kind of come to us, and I think that's something really unique about Bozeman. Just think roommates, friends, John and Shannon Fonts, they've let us practice at their house, and they've helped us to print our merch through Tuscola Branding.
Shout out to our roommates. You know who you are.
Yeah, roommates.
Played many nights. Invest in some good pair of headphones. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. Romano Arafici, he mixed our album. And then Joe Sheehan recorded. So, yeah, we have a really awesome team. Oh, and also anyone who's donated to our tour. Like, we've had such an outpouring of support for that. And we're all students, so we didn't have a lot of time to, like, work and save up ourselves. And we've just had really supportive, especially family members, pitch in money and be graceful with letting us take free time from our lives, put a pause on our careers, and just like have fun for a second. So we're lucky people, and thank you.
Do you want to go around?
Thank folks.
Oh yeah, everyone thank.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I want to thank all of the above. And absolutely. A couple more names. Yeah, I guess just my parents, Leon and Phil Rizzo, and my brother, Blake Rizzo. And just all, yeah, such a supportive community in music here in Bozeman. And I'd honestly recommend anybody, if you're considering just learning music or, you know, even just trying your best with it, like, just go to an open mic and just, whether it's the Grey Dog or the Hoff, everybody's really welcoming here. And I've had the pleasure to play with MST and Pacific People, and it's just been a wonderful time. So,
yeah, anyone can reach out to us at mst.band on Instagram. If they're looking to get into it, we would love to help.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I think, I don't know if I saw you guys. Was your first show as MST at the filling station?
Yeah.
Opening for Wind and the Willows?
Yeah, It was the Focus Jazz. So it's kind of a fun little gig. So it's a bit of a silly story. So my folk group, Pacific People, is opening for Wind the Willows eventually, originally. And they were kind of a big brother band to us back in the day. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if there were maybe a couple more groups going and playing? So Alyssa and I were friends in pre-med, and I knew Elliot from playing music in Bent Records, and like, let's just start a band. And we wanted kind of something just fun, and for our senior year and third junior year, it was really cool. And we even recruited Ryan Topman from Wind the Willows to play bass eventually, and then now Ian, and he's doing awesomely. And yeah, it's just been really cool to see this group grow so much throughout the past 2 years, and thank
Gabby,
everybody for it.
Sorry. She booked the show before we even played together.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you just have to grab the reins and go.
Absolutely. Yeah, nice. So it was a blast.
Yeah, it was that was a fun show, as I recall.
And, yeah. Really great times.
So the last time you guys played at the Filler, this was the lineup, wasn't it? I think. I was trying to remember
as in lineup, like people? The band's playing.
Yeah, they're the
for
yeah the people
members,
in the band.
Yeah. Yep, this was our crew. Valentine's Day, and really fun show.
Cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you again, you can see MST tomorrow night or Friday night down at the Rialto, a free show. I think it starts at 8.
Doors at 7.
Doors at 7.
We've
so
got some new merch.
Opening. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. People can come out and get some merch, help put some gas in the van for the big swing around the Pacific Northwest.
You betcha.
And can go out and listen to the album first thing Friday morning when you get up. Or if you're still up Friday, Thursday night, you can listen to it right after midnight. And I hope you guys have a great tour. Sounds like should be a pretty fun time if everything cooperates.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything does cooperate. I was thinking about last week. I was out of town when the big snow hit. But I know there was a band that was supposed to play at the filling station, and they were stuck in Livingston. So hopefully you miss all of those fun things and everything goes smooth. So
the snowstorm is enough for me.
Hoping Mount Hood is okay, you know.
Yeah, really. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in again. And again, you can hear this on Saturday at 6 p.m. on KGVM, or you can look on Loken Productions' YouTube channel. You can watch the video anytime. So Mountain Standard Time. I guess MST, right?
MST now,
Yeah.
But that was our original name, so it holds strong.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you.